Drive time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, seize the moment. Talk to a financial broker today about a Zurich pension.
Adherence to COVID-19 restrictions has been decreasing this month, with one third of the population travelling further than 10 kilometres from their homes, according to mobile phone data from the CSO. So can we tolerate level 5 lockdown until May, with little respite from restrictions and the next stage of government plans to be announced tomorrow, other than a possible return to school for a minority of students? In a few moments, we'll be speaking to Josepha Madigan, who is, of course, Minister of State for Special Education and Inclusion. But first, John Cook has been asking people in the streets of Galway for their views.
There was definitely an air that people were taking it seriously at the start of this lockdown. But I think people are definitely loosening up a little bit now.
Just when it feels like it's just going around in a circle the entire time, it feels a bit pointless in a way.
I mean, it's galling to think we're restricted to within 5k of our home and airports are open, letting people in, and quarantine not being enforced properly. I look forward to the day it's done properly.
At the moment, I'm working at home, so it's kind of wake up in a stark and go to bed in a stark, finish work in a stark, so it's not much of a break. But hopefully now with the longer evenings, get a bit easier.
I'm still in college at the moment, but I've been hearing through friends and stuff that there is people still going to house parties and things like that. I just think it's harder for younger people going into college. They're obviously just not adhering to it because they're kind of putting their priorities first.
You don't think any more lockdown is necessary?
Absolutely not.
Do you mind me asking what age category you're in yourself?
I'm in my 60s.
And are you sticking to the lockdown rules? 5 kilometres, staying
at
home?
Oh, I'm sticking to that, yeah. I think there's absolutely no need for it. I think it's wrong. I think it's causing a lot of suicides. I think it's causing mental problems.
I can tell from talking to you, you're not in favour of vaccines.
Oh, absolutely.
So, will you take a COVID-19 vaccine if you're offered one?
No, I wouldn't, love, no.
We have 2 grandchildren in Dublin and 2 in Galway, so not seeing them. And the other thing I really miss, strolling around the street to be able to go in and have a cup of coffee and take out the paper. Simple pleasures, you miss that.
They should relax the outdoor a bit more, say golf and that.
I understand the need for it. I just wish they could enforce it more. I work retail and there are still people that don't adhere to face coverings, don't sanitise, stand too close to people. So I think if they're going to do it, they should do it with more vigour and enforce fining more.
This young man is with you?
My son, yeah.
I'm 16 tomorrow.
For people of my age, we have social media and we can talk to our friends, whereas people who are young, 8-year-olds and younger than that, they don't.
What class are you in at school?
I'm in fourth year. The online classes are very boring.
It would be nice to get my daughter back to school at this point.
She's in second class, so she may be among the groups announced tomorrow that are going back in from March 1st.
It's the not knowing, really, that's the most frustrating for everyone.
Do you hope she'll be able to get back to preschool maybe next week?
The 1st of March, we're crossing our fingers. She's missing her friends as well,
And I got new toys from Santa.
Oh, great. Well, maybe you'd like to share those stories of the new toys with the friends you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, I would.
So, I'm a busker in Galway.
You told me you can't busk anymore in lockdown either.
I was busking, and I was fined for loitering, hanging about, so it's not really banned as in busking, but...
You were fined for loitering, so how much?
I got €100 myself.
So you're just playing music, just for the sake of meeting somebody or getting outdoors to do something here now?
Right now, we're just hanging out playing tunes.
Can you cope with another couple of months of lockdown?
I mean, it's obviously terrible. absolutely horrendous about it.
There isn't really too many options. We'll have to get through this somehow, one way or the other, and just do what we can do.
Nice music. Out of work buskers at Spanish Arch in Galway, speaking to John Cook for that report. Well, today, 10,000 students returned to special classes in mainstream schools around the country. However, children in mainstream classes who need support from a special needs assistant are still waiting to go back to school. I'm joined now by Josepha Madigan, who's Minister of State for Special Education and Inclusion. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. We saw the pictures earlier. I'm sure you saw them of some of those children happily returning to class today, and it was beautiful to see. But when do you think children in mainstream education who need the support of an SNA, as I say, will be in a position to get back to school?
Yeah, so first of all, Cormac, I am very pleased that special classes went back today to in-person education. As you say, there's 10,300 in primary and post-primary school. So it's great to have them back. And the government has always sought to prioritise special education, as we know, since the start of the year. But over the last few weeks, we've managed to secure agreement on this. And we hope as well to get special schools back to 100% capacity, hopefully in early March. And obviously then the wider education sector. But specifically to your question around children in mainstream, it's very difficult for an SNA, obviously, because, you know, an SNA works very closely and often in an intimate way with children with special needs. So it's impossible for them really to do that remotely. So we really want to get them back into school.
We understand that, but the question is, what is the obstacle to returning?
Yeah, so just to finish on that, first of all, just to say that there is a supplementary program that we have in place at the moment. It's 5 hours per week over 4 weeks, and that's 20 hours in total of home-based teaching for those children, because we're very conscious of the fact, and we learned from the last time that they regress. So we have put that in place, so at least they can come in the evenings or weekends to supplement the remote learning. Other than that, Cormac, you know, suffice to say that, you know, it's really important that people are aware of the fact that, you know, public health has said we need to deliver cautious phased return to schools. And, you know, for me...
Can I just stop you there, Minister, for a second? Because just out of deference to people who are waiting for an awful long time now for their children to return to mainstream education who need the support of an SNA, can you tell me what stage we are at in terms of the negotiation, what the obstacle is? Can you give them any approximate date?
Yeah, well, first of all, we have to put it into context, Cormac. The special schools are back at 50% capacity since the 11th of February. The 22nd of February today, all special classes are back. And as I said, in early March, we hope to go back to 100% in special schools. So then the latter category is SEN children in mainstream classes. And if it is the case, and there is an intention, I know, to get junior, senior, first and fourth year classes back from early March, and obviously the 6 years. So that those categories would include those classes, would obviously include children with SEN within those classes. So you're talking then about some second post-primary classes. But, you know, the supplementary programme is designed to help with that. There are concerns but that our
I wonder,
education
is that
partners
help, is that much of a help for a listener like Therese Coveney, who's written to us and says, It would be very helpful if Minister Madigan was asked why children with special educational needs and disabilities who are in mainstream classes in mainstream schools are not returning to the classroom. We have no date for when we'll go back. We have a daughter with Down syndrome who's 9 years old and desperately needs to return to school. These children have been completely forgotten during the return to school plan. Parents and children are so distressed, and it seems that they have been missed by everyone, she says.
Yeah, and I can completely concur with what Therese is saying. It is really, really distressing for families out there, and I'm acutely aware of that, as is the department. But the department takes its advice from ENFIT, and ENFIT has consistently said that it's an emphasis on reducing the movement or the mobility of the amount of people. So they want a phased, cautious approach. And the people that are being prioritised in relation to that are children with special needs, and we are doing it on an incremental basis. And okay, I hope, for Therese's sake, that we get those children back properly in March at the earliest opportunity. And I know that our education partners had many concerns and issues, and we have worked very closely with them in very intensive engagement, which is still ongoing in relation to those concerns and trying to assuage any issues that they had. And, you know, we've put 477 million, Cormac, in to keep schools safe. And ENFIT hasn't changed its advice in rounds schools being a safe environment once the risk prevention measures are put in place.
OK. Can you clarify for me, because there may have been a slip of the tongue earlier on. I think you mentioned four class. The initial return to school, of course, there will be a phased return from March. Isn't that right? Can you tell me, as far as we know, the classes that will be going back and when?
Yeah, so look, there's nothing decided as yet, but it is the intention that there's a phased cautious reopening in early March, and there's a cabinet decision, as you know, coming tomorrow. But my understanding is that we're working towards early March for 100% capacity in special schools, junior infants, senior infants, first class and second class and 6 years. And that's my understanding of where we're at the moment. And there has been really good cooperation and really positive engagement, because we want to give people confidence, children and their parents, of coming back to school. And today was a big start getting those special classes back. And if we do it on an incremental basis, Enfys has said that we can then review every 2 weeks to see what sort of impact that's having on the virus, what sort of impact that's having in terms of cases. And then, we'll be able to hopefully get back to full school at reopening.
And what is the logic or what is the rationale between the classes that were chosen to go back initially? Because I refer to Dr. Tomás Ryan, who was speaking earlier to Claire Byrne, and he said schools are not safe when the community around them is not safe. So it has to be a very slow, cautious approach based on what you're saying. So second class, yeah, very little difference between second class and third class, one would imagine. How were the classes to return selected?
Well, they're the youngest, so junior, senior, first and second class. So the first, the four first classes in primary school, they have great difficulty learning remotely. So obviously that's why they're being prioritised. 6 year for obvious reasons, because of the leaving cert, and obviously special schools as well, because you're talking earlier on and you asked me a question about SNAs. Children with special needs need their SNA with them, and they need it in person, in school learning.
So it was chosen by the department and not on public health advice?
It's chosen by everybody, not just the department. This is in collaboration. There are many constituent parts in the education sector. There are teachers, there are parents, there are pupils, there are the unions. So everybody has to work together and everybody has to have confidence in going back. There's, it's not simply a decision that I can make on my own, or that Norma Foley can make on her own, or the department. Everybody together has to work very closely.
I might ask you another question from a listener, Minister. Should primary school children be required to wear masks when schools reopen? In light of new, more transmissible variants, teachers' mask provides some protection for the pupils from the teacher. What will provide the children with protection from each other? If we want to get the older classes back in 3 weeks, surely we must do everything to make sure the return of younger pupils doesn't drive up numbers, says a primary principal and parent. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, well, first of all, children with SEN are not required to wear masks. Obviously, the SENs and the teachers do. And for very young children, they will remain in their bubbles, and a lot of them won't have to wear masks. It's usually just post-primary students. But, we have to remember there's about 477 million that's gone in to keep schools as a safe environment last summer. And that's continued. And there's the COVID response plans. There's a lead worker representative. So there's a significant amount of funding going in to keep the schools as a safe environment. And Philip Nolan has consistently said that they are, as has Dr. Abigail Collins and Dr. Kevin Kelleher, once the risk mitigation measures are kept in place, and that the schools have access to the department in terms of a dedicated helpline. There's the NCSE, the National Council for Special Education, which helps as well for families, for children with special needs.
Can I ask you finally on a wider issue? You heard in John Cook's report there, people can't travel outside their 5 kilometre zone, yet we don't have mandatory quarantining in hotels sorted yet. I spoke with an epidemiologist in Australia, and he outlined to me how detailed and how stringent it is for some time in Victoria. Do you understand why people are frustrated?
I can completely. I mean, I'm frustrated. We're all frustrated. It's extremely, extremely challenging for everybody at the moment. And, there is light at the end of the tunnel. I know that, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have consistently said, that the goal is to reopen schools and childcare on a phased basis in March, and that we will, it's not possible to give dates exactly for any other phases at this point.
But I know there's going to be review.
Oh, the mandatory quarantine. I mean, that legislation is coming in this week. It took a while because obviously there are issues there, and that have to be debated, and just around the Gardaí and, people's rights.
It be operational?
I would imagine sooner rather than later, the legislation is only going through this week.
When are we going to have people brought to hotels?
I haven't seen the legislation yet, so I don't know yet.
But do you or anybody else in government know when we're going to have people arriving in Dublin Airport or any airport and brought to hotels to quarantine?
Well, the legislation isn't enacted yet, Cormac. The legislation will be enacted this week, and it depends what it says in that legislation when it will commence, when the commencement date is. So I would imagine that it's sooner rather than later, but I can't give the exact date because I haven't seen the legislation. But just about the wider...
We could be missing variants, Minister, coming into the country until that's happened.
Well, everybody who comes into the country has to quarantine anyway for 14 days. Like that's already been there. It just hasn't been mandated. But they do have to fill out a form. And there are fines. And there are fines if they contravene that. And, you know, we all hear, and I have many constituents who have rang me, who have known people who've gone to the airport who have been fined, who aren't allowed leave either, which is obviously something that we have said continuously, that non-essential travel, people should not be going abroad at this point in time either.
Okay, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for answering all those questions. Minister of State for Special Education and Inclusion, Josepha Madigan.
And lots of you texting 51551 in relation to this. Just one or two of those texts. And one person asks, who's going to teach the supplementary programme? The teachers are working full time, as are the SNAs. Another says, I'm a parent with three children who is a frontline worker. An intention is no help to me in planning next week's rota, less than a week to go. And one more, high drive time. The children in special schools were in for a day, maybe two. They were home again all last week, opening up special schools for 2 days before midterm was bizarre, says this person. You can text us at 51551.